Arlington, Virginia, AP, all 64 people aboard an American Airlines jet that collided with an Army helicopter were feared dead in what was likely to be the worst U.S. aviation disaster in almost a quarter century, officials said Thursday. At least 28 bodies were pulled from the icy waters of the Potomac River after the helicopter apparently flew into the path of the jet late Wednesday as it was landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport near Washington, officials said. The plane carried 60 passengers and 4 crew. 3 soldiers were aboard the helicopter. "We don't believe there are any survivors," said John Donnelly, the fire chief in the nation's capital. "We are now at the point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation." The plane was found upside down in 3 sections in waist-deep water, and first responders were searching an area of the Potomac River as far south as the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, roughly 3 miles, 4.8 kilometers, south of the airport, Donnelly said. The helicopter wreckage was also found. Images from the river showed boats around the partly submerged wing and the mangled wreckage of the plane's fuselage. "If no one survived, the collision would be the deadliest U.S. air crash since 2001. There was no immediate word on the cause of the collision, but officials said flight conditions were clear as the jet arrived from Wichita, Kansas, with U.S. and Russian figure skaters and others aboard. On final approach into Reagan National, it collided with a military aircraft on an otherwise normal approach," American Airlines CEO Robert Isom said. "At this time, we don't know why the military aircraft came into the path of the aircraft." President Donald Trump opened a White House news conference after the crash with a moment of silence honoring the victims, calling it an hour of anguish for the country. But he spent most of his time casting political blame, lashing out at the Biden administration and diversity efforts at the Federal Aviation Administration, saying they had led to slipping standards, even as he acknowledged that the cause of the crash was unknown. Without evidence, Trump blamed air traffic controllers, the helicopter pilots, and Democratic policies at federal agencies. He claimed the FAA was actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative. Inside Reagan National Airport, the mood was somber Thursday morning as stranded passengers waited for flights to resume, sidestepping camera crews and staring out the terminal's windows at the Potomac, where recovery efforts were barely visible in the distance. Astor Andemichael had been at the airport since Wednesday evening with her elderly father, who was flying to Indiana to visit family. She spent much of the long night thinking about the victims and their families. "I've been crying since yesterday," she said, her voice cracking. She recalled seeing a young woman frantically running through the airport around the time of the crash, possibly in search of a loved one who would never return. "I pray for them," she said. "This is devastating." Flights resumed at the airport shortly after 11 a.m. Thursday. But many flights had been canceled, and airport information boards were covered in red cancellation messages. Other flights were delayed until late morning or afternoon. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said, who was sworn in earlier this week, was asked if he could reassure Americans that the United States still has the safest airspace in the world. "Can I guarantee the American flying public that the United States has the most safe and secure airspace in the world? And the answer to that is, absolutely yes, we do," he said. Authorities have early indicators of what went wrong. The night was clear, the plane and helicopter were both in standard flight patterns, and there was standard communication between the aircraft and the tower, Duffy said. "We have early indicators of what happened here," Duffy said, though he declined to elaborate pending an investigation. "It is not unusual to have a military aircraft flying the river and an aircraft landing at the airport," he said. Asked if the plane was aware that there was a helicopter in the area, Duffy said the helicopter was aware that there was a plane in the area. Asked about Trump suggesting in an overnight social media post that the collision could have been prevented, Duffy said, "From what I've seen so far, do I think this was preventable? Absolutely. Likely the deadliest plane crash since November 2001. If everyone aboard the plane was killed, it would be the deadliest U.S. airline crash since November 12, 2001, when an American Airlines flight crashed into a residential area of Bell Harbor, New York, just after takeoff from Kennedy Airport, killing all 260 people aboard. The last major fatal crash involving a U.S. commercial airline occurred in 2009 near Buffalo, New York. Everyone aboard the Bombardier DHC-8 propeller plane was killed, including 45 passengers, two pilots and two flight attendants. Another person on the ground also died, bringing the total death toll to 50. An investigation determined that the captain accidentally caused the plane to stall as it approached the airport in Buffalo. Experts often highlight, though, that plane travel is overwhelmingly safe. The National Safety Council estimates that Americans have a 1 in 93 chance of dying in a motor vehicle crash, while deaths on airplanes are too rare to calculate the odds. Figures from the Department of Transportation tell a similar story. Passengers on Wednesday's flight included a group of figure skaters, their coaches and family members who were returning from a development camp that followed the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita. "We are devastated by this unspeakable tragedy and hold the victims' families closely in our hearts," U.S. Figure Skating said in a statement. Two of those coaches were identified by the Kremlin as Russian figure skaters Yevgenia Shishkova and Vadim Naumov, who won the pair's title at the 1994 World Championships and competed twice in the Olympics. The Skating Club of Boston lists them as coaches and their son, Maxim Naumov, is a competitive figure skater for the U.S. Club. CEO Doug Zegib described the group as highly talented, saying their loss would resonate through the skating community for years. "Folks are just stunned by this," Zegib said. "They are like family to us." What happened? The FAA said the mid-air crash occurred before 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in some of the most tightly controlled and monitored airspace in the world, just over 3 miles south of the White House and the Capitol. American Airlines Flight 5342 was inbound to Reagan National at an altitude of about 400 feet, 122 meters, and a speed of about 140 miles per hour, 225 kilometers per hour, when it rapidly lost altitude over the Potomac River, according to data from its radio transponder. The Canadian-made Bombardier CRJ-701 twin-engine jet, manufactured in 2004, can be configured to carry up to 70 passengers. A few minutes before landing, air traffic controllers asked the arriving commercial jet if it could land on the shorter runway 33 at Reagan National, and the pilots said they were able. Controllers then cleared the plane to land on runway 33. Flight tracking sites showed the plane adjust its approach to the new runway. Less than 30 seconds before the crash, an air traffic controller asked the helicopter, a UH-60 Blackhawk, if it had the arriving plane in sight. The controller made another radio call to the helicopter moments later, Pat 25, pass behind the CRJ. Seconds after that, the two aircraft collided. The plane's transponder stopped transmitting about 2,400 feet, 732 meters, short of the runway, roughly over the middle of the river. _Melly reported from London and Brumfield from Cockeysville, Maryland. Associated Press writers Zeke Miller, Meg Kinnard, Chris McGarrion, Lee Skeen and Michael Biesecker in Washington contributed to this report. Lolita C. Baldor, Tara Kopp, Brian Melly and Sarah Brumfield, The Associated Press. AP Photo, Charles Krupa, 2.